Hello, bee friends. I'm back from my walk and going to get ready to go to the Mind, Body, Spirit Show event in Derby this afternoon. Must admit, I've moved a little beyond this in my own life now. However, I'm always open to possibility. What is possible today is one of my favourite questions. What is possible today? What is possible in this situation? And also, there could be someone there that I can serve. So I'm always looking to do that. And networking is good. So talking to people and finding out about them just brings me joy. So it's can be interesting. And I thought I'd read you this from the prospectus that entertained me this morning. They have like a load of, if for anybody who doesn't know what it is, they have like a load of stalls like crystals and clairvoyance and all sorts of stuff like that, dragons, fairies, and then they'll have a series of talks and on different things, shadow seekers, which is about ghost haunts and or ghost hunts, sorry, can't read, and there's an invitation to discover what lies behind zero balancing. The prophecies about in 2012, so I'll come out all knowing what's going to happen next year, as if. And where happiness is, which is actually interesting to me because that's something that I coach on as well. But the thing that amused me was the one on, can we learn from a shell? And it says, traditionally, shells have been seen as lousy teachers. As in tests conducted by the education hierarchy, all the shells did when placed on the desk in front of the class, they did what shells do best. Nothing. I thought that was quite amusing. So it goes on to say, the most important thing that any human can do is feel good. Some know this, some don't. Difficult to feel good when the world seems stocked with people and events bent on not allowing you to do that. So the questions are, why is it so important to feel good? How can you feel good when there's precious little to feel good about? And life can be fun if you let it. It tries hard to please you. So that should be interesting. The guy's a national speaker and author. Don't be late. He's due back in the asylum at 7 p.m. So yes, that's what I'm doing today.